Hempstead Presiding Supervisor Alphonse D'Amato says the county is potentially liable for...
Suffolk County Executive John Klein is reappraising the county's position on Lilco's nearly completed nuclear power plant at Shoreham. The plant is scheduled to start operation late in 1980. And
Lehrman said he still had hopes of winning in the early morning hours, but as votes continued to trickle in from New York City, it became obvious Cuomo had won. He was gracious. President Reagan wasn't invited at all, which New York City Mayor Edward Koch said was a discourtesy and, in his opinion, a mistake.
Mayor Bloomberg says New York's so far ahead of every other city in its ability to host events of this size and, with its diversity, to represent the Olympic ideal.
From the Long Island Bureau, this is Mary Gay Taylor.
At City Hall, Mary Gay Taylor, WCBS 880 News.
Sad news for the CBS family. Just a couple of days ago, we learned of the death of Christopher Glenn, and now part of our WCBS family has passed away. Let's go live to WCBS reporter Rich Lamb at City Hall. And Rich, we're just now hearing about the death of Mary Gay Taylor.
Well, that's true, Wayne, a valued colleague for many years on WCBS. Her sister Peggy tells us that Mary Gay Taylor died at 71 this morning in her home in Bonneville, Vermont, surrounded by friends, family, and her beloved perennial, annual, and vegetable garden. Mary Gay died of metastatic breast cancer. It first appeared when she was 49 years old and had been driven into remission for 17 years. It returned as bone cancer 6 years ago, and as her sister put it, she put up a good fight. She was a meticulous reporter, had been down here at City Hall as her final assignment in Manhattan for many, many years, covered many mayors, and was friends with numerous colleagues in the news business. Mary Gay Taylor, dead at 71. Live from City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
Rich, I think back now to one time at City Hall when I was working against Mary Gay. She was working for this radio station. I was working for 1010 Winds at the time, and there was a story I just could not figure out at City Hall. Something had happened. There was an announcement. My head was spinning, and I walked up to Mary Gay Taylor and asked her if she'd please try to help me out and let me know what happened, and you know what? She wouldn't do it. and I praise her for that. That's the kind of dedication she had.
Well, she was very tough when it came to being a professional competitor. She would stay here long hours, sometimes till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. She was competing against large newspaper staffs, would try to make sure that she had absolutely every angle on every story covered and had every fact straight. She was well known for making numerous phone calls to various sources, trying to straighten out the smallest fact to make sure her stories were pristine. And Mary Gay will be remembered for that, for her accuracy. She'll also be remembered for being down here on 9/11.
Right.
On
yep.
9/11, she ran toward the danger over there at the World Trade Center, barely escaped with her life.
Yeah, she was among those. I recall the story, Rich. She ducked under, as I recall, either an ambulance or a fire truck?
Yeah, she was at the Millennium Hotel when they ran in and said, get out, get out. And she ran out the door. She told me that she looked up at the World Trade Center towers. She saw the top beginning to crumble on one of the towers and thought, oh my God, I've got to get out of here. Well, she ran around the corner. There was a large emergency services truck from the police department that was parked. Now, you've got to remember that this is, 5 years ago. So Mary Gay was in her late 60s. She rolls under the truck and the building collapses. We're all familiar with the picture of the cloud. She's underneath the truck. The massive cloud arrives. Chunks of concrete are blowing down her throat. She's gasping for air. She thought she was dead. She said she remembers raising her hand and realizing that it wasn't pinned and that she must be alive, even though everything had gone black. She then saw a beam of light from a flashlight being carried by a police lieutenant who led her out of there. She tried to go back underneath to get her tape recorder. The cop wouldn't let her do it. 4 days later, a firefighter walked into WCBS with that tape recorder in his hand.
Wow. Rich, as you know, Mary Gay covered all 12 years of Mayor Ed Koch's administrations, and he has just spoken to us about her.
I came to know Mary Gay Taylor very well over the 12 years of my administration, and I must say that of all the people that I met in the media, She was the sweetest, most considerate person of all the people I met, and it was a delight to talk to her. And she was intelligent and responsible, and I am so sad to hear that she died. I didn't know, although I subsequently found out now that she's deceased, that she had bouts with cancer even when she was on the job and I was at City Hall. She never complained of any pain or discomfort. She was just a wonderful trooper.
Former Mayor Ed Koch remembering Mary Gay Taylor, whose death has just been announced at the age of 71.
As a friend, Mary Gay Taylor was the best, literally a lifesaver in times of need. Need a place to stay, a shoulder to cry on, a good laugh, gardening tips, just plain good company. Mary Gay was there always. But at work, look out. She was a whirlwind. Mary Gay Taylor was on top of everything going on at City Hall, reprimanding bureaucrats who weren't giving her what she needed, shushing colleagues who were making too much noise while she was on the air, constantly competing. She was certainly her own worst critic. And I remember times when she competed with me on stories. I had to gently remind her, "Mary Gay, we work for the same station." And she would laugh. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.
Mr. Mayor, tell me, if you could, about how long you knew Mary Gay and what type of reporter she was.
I knew Mary Gay for a very, very long time, all the time I was mayor, and back when I was United States attorney, and so I've known her for many years. And she covered me, you know, for the 8 years that I was the mayor. And she was just one of the nicest people and one of the best reporters. I mean, she knew how to ask questions. She knew how to probe. She knew how to be very, very intense when she had to be and very humorous when she had to be. And, of course, I remember her particularly on September 11th and the way she covered those terrible, shocking events of the attack on America. And she was right up there. She covered it in a very, very calm, deliberate, and complete way. And she her life was at risk. And she was under an ESU truck while she was reporting. And still she was able to very calmly and in a very, very clear way described to people what was going on.
You know, obviously, reporters at City Hall and the mayor don't always see eye to eye on things. How was she in dealing with you as mayor, and how was your relationship that way?
Mary Gay was very, very, very good at asking difficult questions because she would always do it with a smile. So it would sort of set you off guard. I mean, she would ask you sometimes a contentious or difficult question, but she'd always do it with a very, very friendly manner. So I think in some ways she was able to get more out of you as a result of that.
And in terms of all the people, there are so many reporters that come and go at City Hall. Was there something about her that you just seemed to feel that she understood and cared and things like that?
Well, she had a great deal of compassion also. Mary Gay was someone who, both personally and in the way she reported the news, she was able to convey a great deal of caring about people and compassion and understanding. And she was one of the really nice people. I mean, she was very, very good at what she did. She was sometimes, you know, very probing and very analytical in what she did, but she also had a very, very big heart. And she kind of conveyed that to people, both in the way she covered the news and then in the way she dealt sometimes with very difficult personal issues.
And I'm curious, this is something that the side of the business that you don't always see as the mayor, but she was known among reporters as being very, very competitive. Did you see that from where you stood?
Yeah. Oh, I could see that, sure. I could see that I could see that Mary was very, very competitive. She wanted to make sure that she got the story. If she could get the story all by herself, she was more than content to win that battle and get the story all by herself. If someone got more information or more access than she did, she was, in her own way, was very willing to complain about it and make sure that she got for CBS, you know, what she felt they deserved.
And I guess that was one of the things that people talk about, just that all hours of the day and night, and if she didn't feel like she was getting her due or fair treatment, someone at the other end was going to hear about it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she knew she. She's a very nice and a very charming person, but she was very, very intense, and she knew what she wanted and what she needed and what she had to do to get her job done. I also remember the way she covered, when I think about Mary Gay, I think about the way she covered September 11 and how calmly and effectively, even though her life was at risk, she was able to convey the news. I also remember how she covered me when I had prostate cancer. And I could tell, even though, you know, she was a reporter and she had to cover me and she was very tough about it, she was very compassionate about what was I was going through. So it made me feel a great deal of compassion for what she was going through as well.
Did she talk about her illness with you?
I had some conversations with her about it, but those were personal. But, she was very, very nice to me and very compassionate and very understanding in dealing with my illness. And I was glad that in some ways I was able to share some thoughts with her about what she was going through.
Mr. Mayor, anything else that you want to add?
No, just to say that she was really one of the exceptionally nice people. Beyond and in addition to being a very effective reporter and a very good one and a great New Yorker, she's just one of those really nice people, and I feel very, very bad that we've lost her.
WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor joins us now live from the Millennium Hotel, which is right across the street from the World Trade Center.
Part of the World Trade Center complex, right?
Yes. Well, it's across. It's like an exodus out of Manhattan. Starting from City Hall, walking down here, people were fleeing. It's like one of those terror movies. And the people who have, they're now being ushered out of the building, they have terrible stories to tell. Here's one.
I saw the plane, the second one. I physically saw it with my own eyes. I saw it strike the building. Mark, super. I work right next door at 74 Trinity Place. We heard the first one come in. I didn't know what it was. It sounded like a missile.
You're seeing evidence of the destruction on the ground. There are shoes, bloody shoes. One man, people are weeping coming out of there. Some of them have been through this now for the second time. They had to walk down the stairs. They're just walking in a stream up east to get away, far away from the building. There have been windows blown out. There's glass on the ground. And you can't, the phones are like jammed. People are trying to call home. It is just, this is the big event that the New York City Emergency Services have been training for, and by all accounts, they're doing a fine job.
You're at the Millennium Hotel. You can't get much closer than that, though, can you?
No, well, if I could get to the other side, I think I might get some information, but you can't get through, really.
Well, there's a reason, all the debris.
Yes, yeah. And they think it's still dangerous with things coming down.
Okay, we have...
I'll get there, though.
All right, thanks, Mary Gay Taylor.
We will talk to you again. Mary Gay Taylor, live from Lower Manhattan.
We should mention...
Well, it certainly was a shock to me. It was sad news to get. Mary Gay was, I think, a consummate professional, someone that was admired by all. You can't imagine any political figure or any figure refusing her an interview, and because you always had the feeling that you were going to get a fair shake. And she's the most pleasant person that you'll ever want to meet. And I'm really saddened by her death. She could demand a response, and sometimes those of us in public life would prefer not to respond, and we dance around questions and whatnot and don't give a full or responsive answer. And she would press on, but always in a way that you just couldn't ever get angry. I counted her a friend, I really did. Maybe I didn't have a right to, but I felt that way about her. And she will be sorely missed.
I met Mary Gay back in 1988 when I was working at WNYC-TV, and I had a desk next to her. Was always impressed by her tenacity and her persistence and her absolute doggedness when pursuing a story.
Was that hard to be next to her because she had the reputation for being very competitive?
No, it wasn't hard. No, it was something, it was a sight to behold. No, it wasn't hard. It was sort of inspiring. I mean, the woman could get very tunnel vision. She was doing something. She was going to get it. She was going to get it right. And she was going to try to be first. And sometimes it was amusing to watch. I mean, she would, from time to time, be like a dog with a bone. She wasn't going to let go until she got it.
And watching and seeing that, what did you think?
I thought, wow, I'm not going to get in her way. And then having to deal with her on the other side when I started working in government, I was on the receiving end of the phone calls that I had previously heard her make to various people when she was working on a story, so I got to experience it on the other end of the telephone, and it was just as interesting then, and just as much a force with which to be reckoned.
If it's possible to give a for instance.
Yeah, specifically I remember during the very, very heated and intense press scrutiny we experienced when Rudy was a Senate candidate, Mary Gay made it be known early and often that if there were any changes in his status as a Senate candidate, she needed to know immediately. And she was relentless then. She was absolutely relentless, but always fun. I mean, I knew Mary Gay as a professional, but also, after all those many years, there was the separate Mary Gay, the Mary Gay, the human being, and she was just delightful. She's a bit of a character and delightful.
We've heard a lot and we've asked a lot about Mary Gay as a reporter. What sense did you get of Mary Gay as a person?
As nice as the day is long. As caring and compassionate. She was very, very much involved with making sure that her mother was comfortable and okay after she lost her father in 1999. And she didn't talk a lot about these things. But if you knew her, you'd find out about these things. And you found out that she absolutely loved Vermont. She loved her sister. She loved her family. And she got quite a charge out of her sister's Dalmatian, who would just run. Mary Gay made it sound like the dog was running all over the entire state of Vermont. And she would tell us about that, tell me about that. And she was able also to impart to me a sense of history that I didn't necessarily have because of her vast experience in covering New York politics. She's just great fun. She's great fun, and she's a tough, dogged professional.